Yeah, they're so ahead of us, aren't they? I know, it's my fault, I'm sorry. Yeah, there was just a few stuff that I had to pack very last minute, you know how I am. I know, I'm usually really organized, but I don't know. I guess I was too excited. I mean, renting a cabin, all of us together? It's kind of like the old days. Yeah, when we used to go on vacations together and stuff. All of us. You, me, your sister, all of our friends. I do too. We used to have a really good time together. And I'm sure we're gonna do the same thing now. We just need to get to this cabin, it's so far away. Yeah, it's gonna be nice. Shutting off our phones, no internet. It actually sounds a little creepy now that I think about it. Yeah, I think we'll be okay. No, oh my god, her and I could never do it on our own. We'd be too scared. That's why we invited you. And also because we want you to drive us there. I'm just joking. I could have drove myself there, but she insisted on me coming with you. So, here we are. I know, it's not like we could fit in one car. Although, that would have been a blast. Yeah, I know, it's just a few days, but I can be a little extra with my bags. Thank you for putting up with me. You really don't have to, but somehow you still do it. I don't know how. But I'm grateful. Do you want me to take over and drive instead? You've been doing it for a while now. I know, it's pouring really bad out there. I'm surprised you can even see. The wipers are struggling. Do you want to stop for a second and just kind of wait for the rain to slow down? I feel like it's only going to get worse from here. It's a really bad storm. Yeah, we weren't expecting that. I think we chose the wrong day to do this. I mean, I'm fine. Oh. Did you hear that? What's happening? Why are we slowing down? What's wrong with the car? What? You don't know? What do you mean? Okay, just stop on the side. We don't want to get in an accident. Oh my god, what? Okay, maybe you should just turn it off for a second and then try to turn it back on. I don't know anything about cars. You're the bro here, not me. Are you not? Don't tell me that. That's not very reassuring. Fine. Give it a shot. Are you serious? What happened to it? Great. In the middle of rain as well. Yeah, I mean, we couldn't drive in this rain either way. It's gone really bad. I wonder where they are. Just gonna send her a text real quick. Oh, look at that. She already messaged me. They stopped as well. The difference is our car broke down. Theirs didn't. Yeah, I think it'll be fine after a while. Just let it rest. I mean, we've been driving for hours. Really? It's not the car, stupid. Don't be silly. It's fine. We'll be fine. We're adults. We can handle ourselves. Well, at least we have a freaking roof over our head. I guess. This is a roof, right? Yeah. I mean, it could be worse. We could be out there getting wet right now, but we're not. So, shh, don't complain too much. Besides, you have me to keep you company. Why are you complaining? Yeah, I like to think I'm pretty fun. Don't you agree? You can say it. You're annoying sometimes. You try not to show it, but I have a feeling that you do like me. As a friend, of course. If you even want to call me a friend. I know, but still, I think after all these years, I do consider you a friend as well, not just my best friend's sibling. You sure do act that way sometimes, but you have your moments as well. I mean, you're pretty cool. Trust me, my other friends, their siblings are the worst. They really are. I can never get along with them. I don't know what it is. Yeah, I guess our families have always been really close, haven't they? Yeah, that's what my parents trusted me with, you guys. Trust me, they don't like when I sleep out of the house. Yeah, I guess so. Spoiled? I am not spoiled. They just like looking out for me, no matter my age. I know. But still, I think it's sweet, sometimes a little annoying. I mean, look at this. My dad's spamming me with messages. He's like, "Where are you guys? You better be driving safe." Yeah, I was not expecting the storm to get so bad. Wonder when it's gonna stop. My hair. Yeah, I did do it a little differently today. Added some braids in there. Usually it's styled straight, but I wanted to try something different. I'm glad you like it. I'm glad you noticed, too. No one else said anything. I know. You really do pay attention to things, don't you? Yeah. No, you're right. I'm not wearing makeup today. I guess I wanted to be natural. And I knew we were going to be in the car for hours. I didn't really want to try too hard for no reason. Trust me, I've got a lot of makeup prepared for this weekend. I don't need it. You mean that? I know. I just like hearing it from you. What? It's not often you compliment me. What do you mean? That is not true. I compliment you all the time. You're a liar. Okay, well, excuse me if I can't compliment you in front of your freaking sister. She'll look at me weird. I mean, anytime I mention you in any sort of way, she gets really weird about the whole thing. She tells me to shut up. Yeah, she is. I guess it's normal between siblings, isn't it? What did I say about you? What's the fun in telling you? No, I want to keep you guessing and wondering. What do you think I said about you? Oh, okay, now you don't have an answer. Sure, okay, I believe you. It's getting a little cold, isn't it? Yeah, we don't have heat or anything. I just sent them a message. I don't know, there's not much they can do, really. There's no space in their car. I think our best option is to just wait it out. Maybe we can call someone to come help? Yeah, we'll see. We're already so far from home. I don't want this to ruin our trip. Really? That's what I like to hear. Nothing's gonna ruin this trip. Have you been looking forward to it as well? I can tell. The outfit you have on right now is really nice. Oh yeah? That's good. Who are you trying for? You wanna impress any girls? Maybe. Okay, you don't want to tell me. I get it. I guess we're not that close. You don't really need to tell me. I sound curious. Well, maybe I am curious. If I wasn't, I wouldn't be asking at all. Yeah, sorry. Just a little chilly. I have goosebumps already. I mean, it could be a lot colder, but it's not that bad, I guess. Well, there is a way that we can warm up. But you might think I'm a little crazy for suggesting it. No one has to find out, of course, and it's not like we're doing anything that bad anyways, but I was thinking maybe we can cuddle in the back. More space and everything. It's very awkward over here. We can't hug or anything. Not that we have to hug, but I do want to cuddle. I mean, I think it would help keep me warm and keep you warm. I think you're cold as well, aren't you? You can admit it. Yeah? You're done? Okay, yeah, I'll go back first. Oh my gosh, getting back here is a freaking mission. Okay. I'm settled. Come on. I'm waiting for you. You want help? Okay, just watch your head. I told you, watch your head. It is a mission, isn't it? Had to slide my way back here. There you go. You did it. High five. No? Okay. I guess that was a little cringy. Fair enough. You want to give me your jacket? No. No. I don't want you to get cold. I mean, I have a long sleeve shirt on. I'll be fine. You want to use it as a blanket? Okay, yeah, sure. Thank you. Well, I don't think we've ever been this close before. Ugh, come on. The times we awkwardly hug, those don't count. Yeah, I can move a little closer. Wow, you're actually really warm. Yeah, it's helping, for sure. It's crazy, as soon as the heat goes off, the cold just starts creeping in. Why are you staring at me like that? I don't know, your eyes are like piercing into my skull. Look away, you're making me nervous. Yeah, you are. Am I not allowed to feel nervous? Especially when you're looking at me like that? I don't know. You've never really looked at me that way. My eyes sparkle in the night. Okay, Shakespeare. You sound so poetic. No, I like it. I like when you're all poetic. It's a different side to you. But, thank you. I don't think anyone's ever told me that my eyes sparkle in the night or the dark. Now that I think about it, I think this is definitely the closest you and I have physically gotten, like, practically hugging and everything. If your sister sees us, ooh, I'll be dead. But it's not like we're doing anything wrong, it's just cuddling, right? Cuddling between friends because we're cold and we want some body warmth. Yeah, that's totally it. Okay, you need to stop doing that. Stop looking at me that way. Because it's hard to ignore. I feel like you know what you're doing, but you just don't want to admit it. You don't? You're such a liar. Yeah, you're acting all innocent, but you know exactly what you're doing. Why am I so affected by it? How should I know? I mean, any girl would be affected by that. Do you not want me to react at all? I mean, I can totally ignore it if you want. You don't want that? That's what I thought. You're not the only one who knows what they're doing here. You heard me. Of course I know what I'm doing. If I didn't, would I have asked you to come to the back and cuddle me? Maybe I'm using the whole cold thing as an excuse. I don't know, am I? What do you think? Do you think it was an excuse? Okay, no, it actually was really cold. But it does kind of feel like an excuse now that I think about it. I mean, this is gonna sound really messed up, and I don't know if I should say it, but there was actually a little bit of space in the car I could have fit. Yeah, you would have had to drive alone, but I made it seem like I was a little uncomfortable with the whole thing just so I can come with you. No, I'm not joking. I could be, but why would I joke about that? Well, I like spending time with you. You know, every time I come over to you guys' place, I always ask about you. Always wondering where you are, what you're doing, who you're spending time with. Do you remember the time when you were dating that girl, the most recent girl that you dated? I forgot her name. Yeah, her. When your sister broke the news for me and she told me that you were dating her, I was a little annoyed. Actually, no, I was more than annoyed. You were always gone. I never really saw you. Ever. You were always with her. And, I mean, obviously, as you should have been, you guys were dating. But I felt guilty going over to your house because I almost felt like I was using my best friend as an excuse to see you. Which, don't get me wrong, I love her and I love spending time with her. She's my favorite person in the world. But I feel like I've always kind of had a thing for you. Ever since we were younger, and we used to play on the 3DS together. Yeah, I did. Obviously, I could never tell you, because how could I? It's wrong, and God, she would absolutely kill me. I wouldn't even blame her. I mean, it's not the greatest thing ever, but I can't really help how I feel. I've tried to ignore it. For the longest time, I tried to pretend like I don't have a thing for you, but I think I failed. Now that we're laying down here, I don't remember when was the last time I had butterflies in my stomach. But just the way you look at me makes me feel all nervous and jittery like a high school girl. I haven't felt that way in a while, actually. That's how I know that my feelings for you are real. I don't think it was just an infatuation thing. I think it was always a little bit more than that. Please say something. This is killing me. But you're just so quiet, looking at me with that same look in your eyes. Do you? Really? So, it's not a one-sided thing? To be honest with you, I had a feeling that it wasn't. Just because you and I always steal glances at each other and always laugh with each other and spend time together as much as we can. And secret sometimes too. Remember when you were teaching me to play that video game and she had to use the bathroom and you got closer to me? And I remembered wanting you to be even closer. But we couldn't because she could have walked in at any minute. Something about that. I felt like it was mutual. I felt like you wanted to be close to me as well. You did? So I wasn't just imagining it or being delusional? That's good to know. No. Now you're moving my hair out of my face. Classic move. What are you gonna do next? Kiss me? Oh, you are. Okay, relax. We don't want to get too carried away, do we? Yeah, I'm glad that you feel the same. Actually, I'm really happy. I just don't want to show it because I don't want you to get too cocky. I think you're going to get cocky either way. I should have known you were going to say something like that. Oh, you want to kiss me some more? Okay, I guess. I mean, we do have a lot of time, so why not?